No man has the right to dictate what other men should perceive, create, or produce, but all should be encouraged to reveal themselves, their perceptions and emotions, and to build confidence in the creative spirit. And this week's opening quote comes from Ansel Adams. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, big things certainly seem to be happening around the world, folks. Big things are most certainly happening in France with the Yellow Vest movement. And it's good to see this happening, and it's bad to see the way it's being portrayed. Of course, there are agents provocateurs in there, making sure that there's riots in the cities to provide video footage for the news services to get on camera so they can show the world the terrible rioters in Paris and how bad everything is and how bad all these people are. But really, when you look at the rest of Paris, what you find is that it's all very peaceful, and even most of the police seem to be supporting the Yellow Vest movement. They're not just in the rest of Paris, but also right throughout France. The protests have been quite peaceful and very much supported by everybody. This is the way the French do it, folks. Whenever there is something the government does that the people don't like, they simply shut the country down. And they've been very good at this for many years, and of course the violence is being created by government to portray the concept that it's just bad people doing this and you should stay indoors and not join the protest. But you should join the protest, folks. It's a protest of simple non-compliance, and in fact the entire world should follow suit and do exactly what they're doing in France now and shut our countries and our governments down until they start behaving like human beings again and doing the jobs we employ them to do, which they currently do not do in any way, shape, or form. It would be a really good statement for the people of the world to make to say, hey, look, we've collectively decided that we are sick of the world being run by criminals. All these governments are doing is milking revenue for the banksters that they work for, and it's really time the people of the world said enough is enough. No more taxes, no more bankers, wars. Thank you very much. We're over it. We're doing something else now. That would be a really good thing. And I know I might even get censored for saying that. But of course, censorship seems to be nothing new on YouTube these days, and, well, I certainly seem to have struck a nerve with the show I released 3 weeks ago, the show that went up on YouTube titled History is a Lie, We've Been Set Up. After around 600,000 views in 2 weeks and 8,000 comments and over 12,000 upvotes and only 1,100 downvotes, that show has now been blacklisted in most countries around the world and limited in viewing and commenting in others. And I got my computer hacked and all my data deleted directly after I posted that show. So call me conspiratorial, but it would seem that I may have struck a nerve with that one. And if you didn't get to see that show, if it got deleted or blacklisted before you got to see it, then you will still find it on the Crow House BitChute channel. And if you do a search on YouTube for the title, you'll find that there's other channels that have mirrored it as well. Interestingly, they haven't had it blacklisted. And for all those people out there who would like to continue listening to the show after YouTube deletes the channel, which I fully expect them to do at some stage, I do highly recommend you subscribe to the Crow House channel on BitChute. And again, the name of that show was History is a Lie, We've Been Set Up. And what I was covering on that show was the concept of the foundlings, the orphan trains, the concept of this lost culture and the evidence suggesting that there was some sort of an event, a cataclysm, whatever, that happened as recently as 200 to 400 years ago, and that around about the late 1800s, most of the world was repopulated by children. And there's a lot of evidence to support this, and that's mainly what I was talking about on the show. But what I was also talking about, one of the main focuses on the show, was the existence of a culture previous to this one quite recently that we're calling Tartaria. And even with that, I mean, there's a lot of people that are looking into Tartaria at the moment and looking into this lost culture. And in doing so, it's really important to put things in perspective. I mean, I'm calling this lost culture Tartaria because I don't really have another name for it, because we know that country existed in Europe. We know it did spread itself out. We know there was a worldwide culture, but it may not have been worldwide Tartaria. We just don't know. That's the thing, you know, we've got to put all of this in perspective and just keep pulling at the threads and see where they lead, and be careful of what we're putting out there and claiming fact on. I mean, this is a really important time, folks, and it's a really fantastic time for opportunities, and it's a time for people to come together. And that's because of the opportunity that is provided if we do choose to come together. You know, if we do that, we have a real opportunity to actually find the bottom of the rabbit hole. For the first time ever, we have an opportunity to do this, for the first time that I can find in all my years of research anyway. And that's why it's really important for people to put all their differences down with everybody else and pull all their research, put all the cards on the table, put all the egos down, stop wanting to be right in whatever you believe, and let's put it all together and see what we can make of it. Now, we don't even know what this culture was. We don't know who ran it. We don't know where it came from. We're just piecing it all together now. And there really is a lot of information coming out now. I've had so much information sent to me in the last couple of weeks regarding Tartare, regarding Frisland even, the island that I was talking about on the show last week that's disappeared from all the maps now. There are several books that talk about sailing to this island. There were the works of the Zeno brothers, which talk about mapping all that area and staying on that island or on an island just off Frisland and receiving a cannon for their boat there and a whole bunch of stuff. So whether they made it all up is another question, but we're finding that it does exist on other maps as well. So it's a very strange place. And of course, people were known to copy other maps. There were certain cartographers who would copy other cartographers, and certain cartographers would actually put fake places in their maps so that they would know when their maps were being copied by other cartographers. So there is also that possibility as well. But the thing is, it isn't just in the Zeno brothers map. It's in the maps of other people as well. It's just an interesting place. It's an interesting little mystery. Whether it's sunk, whether it is still there, it's an interesting question and it's anybody's guess. Whether the Zeno brothers were telling the truth. I mean, there's all sorts of speculation whether they were just fanciful orators who made up fictional stories. I mean, one very interesting thing about the Zeno brothers book is that it's only actually 106 pages long, but it has a 102-page introduction to the book to explain to you why the book is wrong, which is kind of interesting as well. And there's other books and other information that's been sent to me as well. A lot of information has come in, actually, in the last week regarding Tartaria, and I've got so much to sift through. And just even looking at that, folks, that's why it's so important not to be putting out what you believe to be positives in this. I mean, all the stuff that I put out on the shows regarding this information, it's all hypothetical, and it's all just an opinion and all random thought processes I'm simply sharing with you as I'm sitting here looking at things and pulling at threads. I'm just allowing my thoughts to go where they will. I'm offering possibilities and speculating on things and just attempting to encourage people to start thinking about these things themselves. And a lot of people may ask, why is this even important? With all the stuff that we're facing with 5G and all this stuff coming down the pike, why is it even necessary to look at this ancient history stuff? Well, you know, it is important because it shows us where we came from. And if people can realize this, and if people can see just how close we are to getting back to that and see what we did have as recently as 150 years ago, then it could be massively inspiring for people to want to deal with what we're facing now. And honestly, folks, in the last 10 years since I've done this radio show, I've been looking for every single thing I can do to create unity in people, to create some common respect in people, something to get people to put all their stuff down with each other and unite together as a common movement, as a common front, or at least a common awareness, respect for a moral compass, because really that is all it would take. You know, people simply saying, no, we won't do this anymore and not complying with the system. That's actually all it would take to change the world. And I've been attempting to do this for 10 years. And this is what's happening in France right now, folks. It's not being played that way by the media, but this is what's happening. It's people simply putting their tools down and saying, no, we will no longer comply with the system. We want it stopped. That's all they're doing. And folks, if everybody did this in every country, we would quite literally change the world in a single day. And we've got every reason to do this, folks. We do. I mean, we're being poisoned. We're being poisoned with 5G, with radiation, with the toxins in the food, with all these wars, with all the information that they're giving us. They're poisoning us with false information. I mean, how far do you go? How far do you allow yourself to be pushed before you start pushing back? That's the question, folks. How much of a slave are you prepared to be until you're prepared to say no? Because the government will just keep pushing until you do so. That's all they're looking for. They will keep going because you haven't told them to stop yet. And so they will keep pushing until you stand up, because that's how far they can push, and that's how far they will push. They will push as far as we let them. And we've let them push far too far already. You know, what we need is for people to actually stand up for themselves, to discover their value, remember their value, and stand up for themselves. And basically, that's what we're seeing in France. And as I said, it would be great if the whole world did this. But it's difficult. I mean, a lot of people won't do it because of what they see on the TV. They think what's happening in France is actual violent riots and bad people doing bad things, but it's not. And even if people are going to do that, or they're thinking about doing it, or maybe they'll do it later, well, even while that's going on, well, maybe there's still another way we can use, and there's more information we can use to unite the people. I mean, 5G could go a long way to unite people, the damage that 5G is doing. A lot of people are getting on board with that, but when you factor that in with this false history, I mean, it really begins to be even more obscene what they're doing, because we had free energy not too long ago. So why do they even need this 5G technology? They don't. And the fact that we are finding so much evidence that there was free energy recently indicates exactly what this 5G situation is all about. All the evidence would suggest that it's not actually about fast communication at all. That's just a cover story. What the evidence would suggest is really about is simply moving the attack against us to the next level and soaking us all with radiation. And that could be and should be something that unites people. But apart from that, this discovery of this lost culture, this discovery of Tartaria, the free energy that we appear to have had, the fact that history has been rewritten, this has really caught the imagination of a lot of people, and it's caught the attention of a lot of people, and it's something that possibly may unite a lot of people. This is something that may even bring the flat earthers and the globe earthers back together. You know, it may stop all the animosity. This is something that can actually prove that every government in the world is lying through their teeth and has been lying through their teeth for decades. And people may question it to begin with, but the evidence is right there in front of their face. It's in every city, it's in every country, and it's something that can't be denied. You know, we get the official story of what history is, but there is every indication that our history is wrong, and this is something that I've been saying for many years, and looking into this for many years, but the problem has been that I've always been assuming the timeline to be correct, and it would appear the timeline is wrong, and as I've also said, when you factor that in, suddenly everything makes sense. And this is something that could be used to at least open up a discussion with people. But in doing that, you know, you don't want to be claiming fact. You don't want to be saying, well, look, there was a mud flood, and there was this lost culture, and this is... You can't be just making these claims and ramming it down people's throats and expecting them to believe it. We're expecting them even to accept it or consider it, because that's just not the way people approach things. Nobody likes to know they're wrong. Nobody likes to be told that they're wrong. They take it as an insult against them, and they take it as an affront against their ego. Most people have been programmed to believe that any questioning like that, you're trying to tell them that they're a fool. And they don't like that. It's part of the scholastic programming that people receive. So you've got to be aware that what you're presenting here is a topic that you wish to open up for discussion. This is where the whole flat earth movement fell down. They run around claiming this is and insulting anyone who doesn't believe them. You can't open anything up for discussion that way. You're just wandering around telling people that they're fools and that they're idiots, and no one's going to listen to you. And they never will, because they've been programmed to respond in a hostile manner to that sort of approach. And of course they have, because it's a hostile approach. You know, you go around telling people this is, and if you don't comply with my belief, you're an idiot. And if you won't comply, you're not only an idiot, but you're a government agent. They'll accuse you of being a government agent, and then they'll gang stalk you. I mean, this is no way to open up discussion on anything. You know, if you feel strong enough about someone that you want to bring the information to them, you don't share the information with them by telling them they're an idiot if they don't go along with you. You share it by encouraging them to think for themselves. And that's what I'm doing with these radio shows. I'm just attempting to encourage people to think for themselves and ask questions. Because if you ask the right questions, then the right answers will present themselves to you by default. It's just getting to what the right questions are. But attacking people and calling people idiots if they don't comply, which is what a lot of the flat earth movement has unfortunately done, and that's why it's created so much division. And no, I'm not putting down the flat earth movement. I'm simply looking at the approach a lot of these people have taken. I mean, they still troll me on my videos and call me an idiot, and they do it to so many other people as well. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but there's still this certain group that troll the net and call anyone who won't comply an idiot. And there really does seem to be a coordinate effort to gang stalk certain people and to force them to comply with that belief system or to attempt to browbeat them into silence if they don't. It's no way to create any constructive dialogue about any topic at all. That's why belief is such an enemy of knowledge. You know, people need to be talked with and things need to be discussed rather than debated. Rather than taking sides and hacking the other one down and seeing who can get the best one-liner against the other and the one with the most claps wins. I mean, this is not any way to get to the bottom of anything. And it's certainly no way to discuss the truth or get to the truth or ever find out what the real truth is. In fact, that sort of attitude is completely counterproductive and only leads you further down rabbit holes. As I said, folks, it's important to keep things in perspective and realize that what we're looking at here are hypotheticals and theories, and we're attempting to put all of the pieces together. So if you are doing research into Tartaria, the concept of the mud flood, and this lost culture that was there, be very careful what you're claiming as fact. Just put all the cards on the table and let's analyze them all, and let's see where the pieces of the puzzle fit together. But let's be very careful of claiming fact on anything at the moment. But in looking at all of this, you know, one of the most intriguing aspects of this lost culture, this lost civilization, has to be the concept of free energy. And there is actually so much evidence to support this that it's off the charts, it really is. I mean, we've seen this in all of the ancient technology. We've looked at all the research that we've done for years. We've known that there's been free energy. There was some sort of devices that they had back in the old days which produced electricity. You can see the carvings in the temples or the steles in the temples in Egypt that show people using large light bulbs. There's the etchings that I've often displayed from Holland that show castles producing electricity, people having tournaments with electrical swords. There's all sorts of evidence to indicate that this free energy was real, and it's everywhere. I mean, even look at the Indian text, the Vimanaka Shastra, talking about flying machines and Vimana. This is all stuff that I addressed back in my book back in 2005. And there was a very interesting video that was put out by Sylvia Vanova of the New Earth Channel the other day, talking about free energy and Vimana, and she did a great job of putting all of these pieces together into one. I think it's about a 23-minute or maybe a 48-minute video, I can't remember. I think it's a 48-minute video or an hour, something, I don't know, a bit vague, folks. But she did do a great job of putting it all together in one video, and I'll put a link to that below if you happen to be watching this on YouTube. But it is a very good compilation of evidence, and it very much supports all the stuff that I was bringing to you on last week's show. So the timing of the release was also very synchronistic for me. And one of the remarkable things about it is that it addresses the existence of a pneumatic rail system below New York as recently as 1890, and also of trams in New York running without wires above them as recently as 1890, and it's got the video footage to show you. There's a lot of evidence there to show that we did have free energy, and societies were very, very different just before the turn of the last century, folks, and that is extremely significant. It should be something that would at least raise the ire of most people to think how much we are controlled and how much our society is controlled by this need for energy. You know, how much we're forced to pay to be alive, just to heat our homes, just to cook our food, just to be able to drive vehicles around and do things, when all of this could be provided free, running on energy that exists all around us in the ether. And when you go and look at the patents, folks, if you really want to go and look at free energy patents, if you don't even want to believe what I'm telling you about this culture, Tartaria, and what existed, go and have a look at some of the free energy patents that exist, and you will find that there are actually dozens upon dozens of patents that have been created, creating free energy devices, and all of them have been seized by federal government under reasons of national security. Now, that should really tell you something. That's why if you create a free energy device, folks, don't patent it. Don't tell the government you've got it. Just start producing it in mass as much as you can and put it into effect and start giving it away to people, as many people as you can, because we can all use these devices. And if the government tells us we can't use them, then let's sack the government because they have no right to dictate what we can or cannot do, especially when it is something as important as energy and something that enslaves us to the degree that it does through the financial control of energy. I mean, honestly, folks, screw these governments. How much are we going to take from these people before we start at least asking them questions? I mean, if you don't want to push back, at least ask the questions, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if we don't do that, then what worth do we even have as a species? What worth do you have as a human if you're not prepared to question authority and question those who would control you and force your life to be a life of struggle and a life of hardship and a life of pitting yourself against other people and a life of competition rather than cooperation, when we have everything we need to have a peaceful, cooperative society right at our fingertips? The only thing that prevents this from ever happening is governments and the banksters who control them. And it's time we dealt with it, folks. It really is. I mean, we're reaching a critical mass and we're in a state of clear and present danger, and it's time we stood up and called it. It really is. I mean, this 5G technology that's rolling out is insidious, folks. It really is. There's a guy who did a video in Kyogle in a playground here in Australia that I just saw on Facebook the other day, which showed that the radiation levels of these towers are off the charts. So I'm actually going to try to get hold of that video from him and upload it to YouTube so that people can see exactly what sort of a danger and how much damage these towers are actually causing to the people that are playing near them or operating near them. And they're putting these towers around children's playgrounds, folks. I mean, consider that. These enormous towers that are producing off the charts amount of radiation, and they're specifically putting them right next to children's playgrounds. This is a deliberate act of sabotage against the human race that is being carried out by governments all over the world. And if people aren't prepared to admit this, well, your fate is going to be your own, unfortunately. So we need to find whatever we can to unify people and to point out the clear and present danger that we're in, to point out the sea of lies that we're swimming in, ladies and gentlemen, because we literally are swimming in a sea of lies. Now, everything is a lie. Everything they tell us is a lie. And I don't care how many people attack me for making that statement. It's true. Go and find anything you can about history and find out if it's true. You'll find out it's backwards. Virtually everything the government tells you is backwards. I mean, the world and the spread of information and the mainstream media and the education system has literally gotten so ridiculous. It's gotten to the point that whatever you want to find out, if you want to find the truth about something, what you need to do is go and look at a government report on it, because you'll know that the truth lies in the exact opposite direction of what the government has said. That's a good rule of thumb if you want to find your way around and find what the truth is, folks. Just look in the opposite direction of where the government tells you you should look and take every word they say as being completely backwards. I mean, that's literally how ridiculous this system has got. And it's the same with history, folks. I mean, how do you find your way around history? Even looking at the countries and trying to find the local history of these countries. We don't even know what the names of these countries are anymore. I mean, they've changed everything around. They've changed all our history. They've changed all our information. They've got us using energy and electricity, which is a mirror opposite of what we should be using. It's damaging. It destroys life force. And we have energy all around us that creates life force and nurtures life force. In fact, we are made of that very energy that exists all around us. So why are we using something so polar opposite? Why are we doing such damage to ourselves? And why are we simply complying with our own enslavement and allowing the governments to poison us and debilitate us and limit us the way they are doing? It's gotten to the point that it's ridiculous, folks. It really is. And if the human race doesn't stand up for itself soon, there will be no human race. We will have all been exterminated. And it's really heading towards that point, folks. It's not just white people. It's happening everywhere. You know, sure, there is a white genocide happening. White people are down to about 1% of the population of Earth now, and it's been a deliberate attempt to wipe us out of existence, and there's a reason for that. And no, it's not because we're bad people who ran all this slavery system. That wasn't white people who did it, folks. It was the psychopaths at the top, and everybody was running slaves, not just white people. And if you really want to look into it, then evidence would show that, in fact, many white people were brought to countries as slaves, as slave children, and it was the psychopaths at the top who did the whole thing, irrespective of skin color, who repopulated the world with children and fed everybody a bullshit history so they'd all think that everybody else was their enemy. And all of it is a lie. All of it is fiction. None of it is based on truth. And if we were to just wake up to ourselves and pull ourselves away from this control grid, pull ourselves away from this meme of this society, and just have the basic respect for each other that we should have and that we would have by default if we were left to our own devices, like I said, we'd heal the world in a day. And that's what is so frustrating about even doing this work, you know, working in the truth movement, working in independent media, trying to make a difference to the world. I mean, it's very frustrating when you can see what the answer is and how simple the solution would be, and then you just suffer endless attacks from people because they're claiming you never provide a solution when I've actually provided the solution in every single radio show I've done in the last 10 years. And if people's ears are so closed they cannot hear it, and they are so locked into their belief system that they must attack anybody who thinks openly, and they are so disempowered and so lack the value of themselves that they need someone else to lead the way and someone to come and save them, then there is literally no hope for this species. You know, people have to take responsibility for themselves. They have to be prepared to stand up for themselves. They have to realize that their voice can make a difference. And as I keep telling people, I'm living proof of this because I'm a nobody. I'm a social misfit. I didn't even finish high school. I'm just a guitar player. I don't have any special abilities about me at all, and I've managed to make a huge difference just by being prepared to speak out. So it's really important that people see that and see the value of themselves, because as soon as you see that value in yourself, the whole system breaks down, the whole meme breaks down. You know, it's all fiction, folks, and everything about it has been designed to disempower you, to make you think you're just a little person that can't make a difference. But nothing could be further from the truth, folks, because, as I've said so many times, there are no little people on this earth. They're just people. The whole concept of little people and big people, this is just an idea that's been put into people's heads by the television. It doesn't mean anything, and it's not reality. The reality is that you have value. Everybody has value. Nobody has any more value than anybody else. Nobody has any less worth than anybody else. We all have a right to be here, we all deserve to be here, and we can all make change if we simply apply ourselves to the world that we live in. The problem is that we don't. You know, we see the problems, we see all this, and we say, well, that's really terrible, someone should fix it. And then we want them to apply themselves to our world so we can sit back and get the newsletter to find out that John Smith has saved the world for us, now we can all go back to normal. This is what the whole Q train is all about, the whole Trump train. People still think that Q is going to save the day. I saw a post the other day. Wow, it's all finished. We are now saved. The whole world has just changed. Really? Because I'm certainly not seeing it on the ground. I'm seeing 5G roll out. I'm seeing the wars still continuing. I'm seeing all the bloodshed and slaughter still continuing. And around 6 to 10 million people can expect a Christmas of starving to death in Yemen due to the actions of our government. And people are celebrating that the world has changed because of Q. And I think perhaps they should pull the blinkers off and have a look around, because nothing is changing and nothing will until we are prepared to change it. But I think we've reached break time here, folks. I'll leave it there for now and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's the question on everybody's minds. It's all very well to bring all this information to people, but what are we going to do? Well, the people in France are demonstrating what we could do, what we should do. And again, if we were to all do this, then we would make a difference because, as I've said so many times, the only thing holding the system up is our compliance with the system. And so that would make a difference. A worldwide act of non-compliance, and really that is the only thing that is ever going to make a difference, folks, and that's why I've been promoting that on this show for the last 10 years. Now, the problem is that people want a movement, but how would we even implement that movement? Okay, let's say we've got a movement design, we're going to take the world in this direction now. What do we do then? What do we petition the government and tell them we'd like to do this and let them sit back and study it for the next 10 years while they finish off their extermination program? It doesn't work that way, folks. We have to put the new world we want into effect ourselves. And even in saying that, what we really want to do is not have the new world. We want to return to the old world, because the new world is already here, and what they are doing is making it more orderly, so it will be a new world order. But we don't want the new world order, and we don't really want or need the new world. What we want is the old world that we had where people were living in a state of abundance and prosperity. Because that's the world that we had, because we had free energy, we didn't have all of the scarcity, and so we didn't have all of the war, because one thing leads to another. And that's what we want, folks. We want the world that we once had, and the only way we're going to get that world is if we implement it ourselves. And we do that by changing the way we interact with the world that we live in now. That's the thing, you know, as I've said so many times, it doesn't matter what system you have introduced to you, if you haven't changed your moral compass, you're going to end up back where we are now. But if you change your moral compass, then you don't have to change the system. You don't need to introduce a new system, because the only system that exists now exists in your mind. It's because you comply with all of these rules and parameters which cause you to step outside your moral compass and you just go along with it. That's the problem. You know, if you always operated within the parameters of your moral compass, the world would have to change around you just by default. We wouldn't have to change the system. It has to change if we change. That's the thing. You know, if we started doing the right thing in all that we do, then the system couldn't function. It couldn't continue to operate. It couldn't continue to discard humankind the way it's doing. 5G wouldn't be rolling out because the people would be aware of how dangerous it is and they wouldn't be doing it. So all of these things would make a difference. But ultimately, it all comes down to us not supporting our own slavery. One of the real problems in it, of course, is that people don't know they're slaves. They don't realize what the slavery system really is, and that is a system of economic slavery. Because that's what it is. It's the fact that we have to pay to be alive in everything that we do, and that we must profit with everything that we do. And that's what leads to this situation, folks. That's what allows vaccine companies to flourish, and the pharmaceutical industry to flourish, and all this stuff. It's all profit-based. You know, and it's all because people believe money's real. And money's not real. It's only there to provide scarcity, and it's a fiction. They just make it up. They just type it into your screen, type it into your computer, type it into your bank account, and suddenly you've got all this money. But none of it actually exists. It's just a concept. And this is one of the things that so many people seem to be up in arms with NASA about, is the fact that they take trillions in funding. But the trillions that they take in funding doesn't actually exist. It's just stuff that's typed into a screen. It only exists because people give it value. That's the thing. And what are you going to do if they don't give it to NASA? What, do you think they're going to give it to you or spread it out to the people? Of course they're not. They just make it up out of thin air. They just make it up out of thin air for whatever occasion they want to make it up for. And if they stop funding NASA, it doesn't mean anybody else is going to get any of it, because none of it exists anyway. That's the thing about money, folks. It's just a fiction that only has value because we choose to give it value. We could actually just do things for each other. That would be a lot simpler, but we don't. We choose to give this paper value and let it control our lives. But when you look at it, money is not wealth. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just a system of scarcity. That's what money is all about. You know, money is there to provide scarcity, not to provide wealth, because we live in a world of abundance. And because we have to always balance the books in everything that we do, we turn all of this abundance into waste, simply to balance the economic system. And it's a joke. It's what causes all of the problems. And again, it's all centered around energy. It's all centered around the loss of energy. You know, resource poor that people find themselves. You know, different countries believe themselves to be resource poor because of the resources that they use. So we've got to grab hold of these oil fields. We've got to grab hold of this natural gas. We've got to grab hold of this. And we've got to grab hold of that because it all means energy. But it doesn't. It's all superficial, second-hand, backward energy that isn't the type of energy we should be using. It's what creates the whole problem. I mean, you only go to wars and have borders and want to keep people out of your country because you think they're going to take your jobs and take all your livelihood, but what if you didn't need jobs? Because you only need these jobs to compensate for the production of energy and the use of energy. That's the thing. It all comes down to energy and everything that we do. It all comes down to energy. Even if you're living in a system that is completely off the grid, if you're living completely off the grid in a farmhouse in a forest somewhere, it all comes down to energy. Even you going out and collecting your firewood, building your house, collecting your food, growing your food, whatever, it all comes down to energy. Transport, getting across the field to somewhere else, getting to town to buy supplies, whatever, it all comes down to energy. What if that energy was free? If the energy was free, then we would be free to live the lives that we're supposed to be living. It's really that simple, folks. So it's a huge thing. It's a really, really huge thing. And as I said, there's so much information surfacing now indicating we did have free energy up until quite recently. And that should be enough to cause anyone to be slightly indignant. It really should. I mean, Look at your life, folks. Your life has been centered around collecting energy or collecting stuff to pay for energy or the use of energy. You know, everything about your life, everything that has caused you to run on the treadmill has been surrounding and centered around this stuff. And when you realize that this stuff is freely available all around us simply by using the right technology, and that all of that technology has been confiscated by government deliberately just to keep us running on the treadmill, that should be pretty inspiring for anyone to put on a yellow vest. And no, I'm not saying let's riot. No, I'm not saying let's rebel. No, I'm not saying let's have a revolution. No, I'm not saying let's be violent in any way, shape, or form. What I'm saying is let's stop complying with our own slavery. It's time to stop the world, folks. We're at war here, and the war that is being waged is a war that is being waged against the people by the governments of this world, and it is time for it to stop. It's time for all wars to stop. It's time for all the people to put down their guns, stop paying your taxes, and stop supporting this system. And stop thinking government's your friend. Stop thinking Trump's going to save you. Stop thinking Q's going to save the day. You know, they've lied to us on every single count, folks. Every single thing they've ever brought to us has been a lie. And it's time we stopped it. It's time we stopped the whole thing. You know, we can face it or we can keep our heads in the sand. It's as simple as that. And we've kept our heads in the sand for long enough. It's time for the people of the world to say enough is enough and to reclaim this earth for the people who live here. The people who could live here in a state of abundance and in a state of cooperation, the way we used to live, the way we all want to live. You know, get out and travel. Just go out and travel around the streets. Talk to anybody on the street. You won't find anybody who wants to have a war. You might find people who are programmed into racism, programmed into hatred, programmed into whatever. But ultimately, it's just because they're scared. It's because they don't know what's going on. It's because they know that they're living in a system of slavery in some way, and they just want it to stop. And so they're grabbing onto whatever straw they can to try to make a difference. Sure, a lot of them are controlled, a lot of them are programmed, a lot of people just follow the leader because they think the leader's going to do something right. But they just don't step back and see the bigger picture. They don't step back and see how we are the ones who hold this entire system up. And it's time to stop it. It's time to stop holding it up, folks. The decision is with us, and it's time we made that decision. It's time we all became strong human beings and stood up for what is right and did the right thing and all that we do. If we do that, we'll change this world very quickly. Now, all the soldiers need to put down their guns and go home. Stop fighting these wars. The government doesn't care about you. Look the way it discards the veterans anyway. You go to fight for your country. The country doesn't give a damn about you. As soon as you get home, it doesn't want to know about you. It actually looks at veterans and patriots as being a threat, a terrorist threat, people that they have to keep tabs on and treat as a hostile, because they might wake up to themselves and stand up against government, because once they get back from the war, they're going to realize how much they were screwed over. That's what the military means, folks. As Henry Kissinger once said, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. That's what they think about soldiers, so it's time to quit that profession, folks, and go home. Doesn't matter what country you're in, put down your guns and go home. You're only fighting for bankers and corrupt politicians anyway. You're just going out and killing sons and daughters and killing people you've never met on behalf of criminals. It's time to stop it. It's time to stop the world, ladies and gentlemen. And if the people rise up and come into their power and realize the value that they all hold, we can do it in a single day. We can. Don't think we can't, because we can. And it gets enormously frustrating, folks. It really does. It gets enormously frustrating seeing the world the way it is and seeing how easily we could change it and seeing people just walking around with blinkers on, so distracted by their mobile phones, just distracted by everything, all of this petty stuff that they go on with. It's just unbelievable. Neighbours worrying about each other. Neighbours worrying about parking on the grass at the front of their house. Now, 10 million people are going to be dead in Yemen by the end of the year. About 4,000 white farmers have been murdered in South Africa because they basically declared a war on white people in Africa, and they're planning on exterminating all of the white people in South Africa in 2019, if you believe what you hear on the radio, and people are worried about people parking on the grass out the front of their own house. People are worried about what others are saying about them on social media, and people just come and hack down your videos and post negative comment after negative comment, everything they can do to silence you simply because you're someone who's trying to make a difference. And that's the state of the world. That's the state of the resistance. That's certainly what you've got to deal with when trying to get this type of a message out to people. Anything that will unify people or empower people or cause people to put their stuff down with each other, you get attacked forever suggesting anything so stupid by people who are so programmed into division. Half of them probably work for government anyway and are just out there trying to discourage you. But it's time to put it all down, folks. It's time to just ignore all these trolls, ignore all this stuff, stop complying with the system, start putting spanners in the works, folks, and start putting sticks in the spokes of the system in every way that you can. And start questioning authority, start asking the right questions, start asking your politicians why they're rolling out 5G. If you support Donald Trump, ask Trump why he's rolling out 5G. Ask him why he's supporting the destruction of Yemen, the genocide of the people of Yemen, and the destruction of the infrastructure. Ask him why he's supporting the rogue state of Israel while it carries out genocide against the Palestinian people. Great, you're leaving Israel till last, are you? Well, what about Saudi Arabia? What about everything else? What about the wall you promised to build? What about the fact that everybody in your country is living in a state of debt slavery and your government is hiding free energy and always has been hiding free energy? Why don't you address those issues, Mr. Trump? And if you don't, well, why don't your followers just pull their heads out from these dark areas where they have them shoved and get back in touch with the reality and stand up for themselves? You know, that's what people need to do in every country, folks. Let's all put on yellow vests and say enough is enough. Let's say we've had it with this system, we've had it with this criminal cabal masquerading as government all around the world, and it's time to put a stop to it. You know, and that's how we do it, folks. We simply stop complying with it. Stop complying with our own slavery and start supporting the people of our community around us. Now, that's what they're doing in France, folks. They're all supporting each other. And like I said, you go out in the country, you go out anywhere away from where the cameras are, and you find a peaceful state of non-compliance. No riots, no violence, nothing like that. That's all being instigated by the police and the government just for the cameras on television, just to keep the rest of the world from following suit. But it's just propaganda, folks. That's all the media gives you is propaganda. You can't get any truth from those sources. If you want the truth, have a look at the independent media, what they're telling you about the situation on the ground in France, and have a look at the reports from the French people themselves. They are very, very different to what the lamestream media is telling you, and certainly different to any propaganda that the government will ever give the people. The government doesn't tell the truth in anything, folks. Government itself is a lie, so of course everything that comes from the mouths of politicians is also a lie, simply because the entire system they're living in is a lie. The whole thing is a fraud. It's all a fiction. It's just racketeering. That's what government is, folks. It's racketeering. It's people being forced to pay protection money under the threat of being put in a cage by people we employ to manage infrastructure for us, all of which who sit in abuse of the office that they hold, all of which who should be taken to The Hague and put in a very dark place for a very long time. I've always suggested we should put all the politicians in the earth on Christmas Island, give them all a hammer and let them have their war. The world would be far better if we did something like that. You could get any garden variety pickpocket to run the country better than most of these politicians, and we don't really need anyone to run our countries anyway. All we need to do is get back in touch with ourselves, and the countries will run themselves quite fine. Countries, borders, and governments, it's all one big fiction anyway. You ever wonder why all the flags are made from the same colours, folks? You notice there's always a special green and a special red and a special blue that they use in flags, a special yellow. It's all the same. Same colours, just changed around. All the same flags. They just made the whole thing up. It's one big bullshit story. It really is, folks. And it just makes me wonder, you know, how many people ever sit back from the news and really look at things? I guess not many people do, or the world wouldn't be in the state that it's in, but I mean, look at what they tell you in the news, folks. It's just such rubbish. It's such a fraud. And it's the same in every country. But like I said, it's just racketeering. You know, governments just work to keep you in fear. The media pushes it as much as they can. And then they roll out as many laws as they can to protect you. And it's never to protect you. It's always to protect them and to find more ways of coercing you into compliance. That's all it is. And it's classic racketeering. That's all taxes is. You know, we pay taxes under the threat of being put in a cage. And this is classic racketeering. It's the same thing. Now, we could run all of our societies perfectly if we didn't have governments getting in the way and making people perform to a substandard manner, make everything that they do substandard, and take a cut from it. That's what they do. Classic racketeering tactics all the way, and if we don't pay them their cut, we don't pay them their protection money, they beat us up and put us in a cage. Classic racketeering. You know, the mafia had nothing on the federal government, folks. You know, and when you look at all of this stuff and you look at just how many things are used against us, look at the latest reports that came out on vaccines, folks. Look at everything they're doing to us. You know, when are the people going to say enough is enough? That's the question. That's what's been getting me so enormously frustrated lately with this whole thing. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, people think that this is some sort of exotic lifestyle and I'm some sort of a celebrity or something. Let me tell you about my life, folks. I sit in a shed and I video edit. That's what I've been doing for 10 years. I've been sitting here doing video editing. I hardly get any chance to have any type of life at all because I'm just trying to change the world because I can see what we're facing. And those who are bringing all this down on us, they don't take holidays. They don't have time off. And people are distracted in so many ways that they're just not seeing what's coming. And I care about people. I do. I care about the world. I care about my son. I care about the people around me. I meet so many beautiful people everywhere I go. Good, kind people who all want just to be happy and to have a good life and just to get along with other people. People just want to be able to survive and express the art of being themselves. And everything about this system prevents us doing that. You know, and I've always been an artist. I've always been someone who's a very artistically minded person. I've always lived my life as an artistic expression of creation. I've always expressed myself to the fullest of my potential. And I've always been able to see the potential of mankind, the potential of humankind, you know, what we could really achieve. And I've always been able to see just how much we are limited by this system. And with everything that's been coming out lately about history and everything that's been coming out about what all these wars are really about, everything that's been coming out about free energy, about Tartary, about everything, it all suddenly makes sense. All the pieces of the puzzle fall into place. And you begin to see just exactly how ripped off we've been and exactly how much under attack we really are. You know, and I've said it many times, folks, we are at war. There is a war being waged against all life on this earth. Those who are managing this war, I don't know whether they're the ones that are waging it against us, but those who are managing it and controlling the people while it happens are those who are masquerading as government. These people are not our friends. And if you want to challenge that and you want to have a debate about it, well, Exhibit A, the Earth. Have a look at the place and realize that every single problem that we have in this world exists because it is legislated to exist. And that should be a wake-up call for anyone. And it's the truth, folks. You know, why can't you go and fix the problems around you that you see in the world? Why can't we go and fix up these oil spills? Why can't we go and do all the things we want to do? We can't because it's legislated that we can't. Why can't we go and explore regions of the world that we're not allowed to go to? We can't because we're not allowed to go there. It's legislated that we can't. Why can't we go to the South Pole and the North Pole? We could do that and we could put all this flat globe earth debate down and maybe create some unity, but we can't because we're not allowed to go there. Well, who said? Who said we can't go there? Who the hell are you? What, some politician? You wrote it down on paper and said we can't do that? Well, great. It's a paper-based reality. Well, here's the Geneva Convention, which says you're a war criminal anyway. So if this is a paper-based reality, then you're a war criminal and you need to explain yourselves. And you need to explain how come a war criminal can tell us what we can and can't do. Because basically you're all war criminals because all war is criminal. And anyone who's supporting war is a criminal. That's as simple as that. We don't want your war. We don't want you. Go away. We're going to run things differently now. And that's what we need to do, folks. Let's grow a backbone. Let's stand up for ourselves. Now's the time. It's time to change the world. Let's stop this system, folks. It's time to stop the world. Let's do it. And that may sound like a radical approach and a radical thing to do and a drastic step to take. But hey, what else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to say? I've been sitting in this shed video editing for 10 years. I've been screaming from the rooftops for 10 years. I've been politely asking people to wake up to themselves for 10 years and pointing out all the problems that we got. And now this whole 5G system's rolling out. These wars are continuing. We are heading for what looks like a major event soon. I'm sure these governments are going to stage something. I mean, at least we're going to see some sort of a major financial crash. And that'll be devastating simply because everyone thinks finances and money is actually real. And people won't realize that, hey, look, all the infrastructure is still here, all the food's still here, all the machinery is still here. It doesn't matter if they devalue the dollar. We can still do what we're doing. If we agree to pass this stuff around to each other and believe that it has value, then what's the difference now? Just because the government says, oh, sorry, now it doesn't have any value. Well, that's great. That means it didn't have any value the day before, which means there's no value in it anyway. So why are we worried about this stuff? That's the thing, folks. You know, we just don't look at things logically. And all this may seem like completely illogical to people. It may seem like I'm just ranting and I'm completely lost the plot on all this. But, you know, it just gets frustrating, folks. It gets frustrating seeing the world the way it is and seeing all the bickering and, you know, a lot of people putting out as much good information as they can attempting to change things and just trying to wake the world up. And, you know, I've been nice and polite and eloquent and calm and collected for 10 years. Maybe I just need to start screaming and slap people awake a little bit. Maybe I need to do a show that's just going to be like a glass of cold water that's going to be thrown in people's faces, and they're going to just wake up and go, oh my God, he's right. It's time to stop the world. And it is, folks. It's time to do it. Let's stop the world. Well, we're getting very close to that time again, folks, where we have reached the end of the show. Bit of a rant today. Sorry about that if I got a little emotional there in the latter half of the show, but I don't know, I just get so annoyed at seeing all of this rubbish from these people and all of this bickering in the independent media and just this general bickering in general. It just annoys the crap out of me. It really does. It's so petty and so ridiculous, and we really are in a state of clear and present danger, and it's time we did something about it. So, yeah, a bit of a rant, but, well, I guess you have to do that sometimes. Sometimes you got to just let your moods out, ladies and gentlemen. And I've certainly been a little bit moody the last week, having a bit of drama with the neighbours here, as I mentioned, parking on the grass out the front of our own place out here in the country. They don't seem to like that, so they came and planted a couple of trees across our driveway, which we didn't appreciate at all. But anyway, that's another story. People just seem to go out of their way to try and annoy other people. And you go out and try to heal the world, and you come home and you have to deal with this sort of stuff from people who live next door. You kind of wonder what it's really all about. But it makes me understand when I say to people, look, you've got to get to know your neighbours. It makes me understand just how difficult that can be. Sometimes the people that live, well, not next door to you, are far easier to get to know than the people who live next door to you. There seems to be this weird thing that people have programmed into them that they must battle with their neighbours in some way. It's just a strange thing that people are running, this strange way people think about things and this strange way people have of getting energy from other people. But anyway, that's just the way it goes. But yeah, a bit of a rant today, folks, but, well, you get that. Bit of a pre-Christmas rant anyway. But yeah, Christmas next week, folks, in a few days or so, I'm told. I did forget that it was so close, but apparently it is the middle of next week, so I will wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday season or all that sort of stuff if you're someone who celebrates these types of things. Happy Thule Day, as some people would call it. And I will remind you that I'm speaking at Anarchapulco in February, and you can actually get discounts at that event if you go to the website at the moment, folks. They are running Christmas discounts. You can get a couple of $100 off your purchase ticket if you go and get one now. So that's a good thing to take advantage of if you're thinking of coming to that gig. And the crypto world is looking very interesting at the moment, folks. I'm expecting the cryptos to do some pretty interesting things next year. They've certainly hit a rock bottom at the moment, and that's kind of a good thing. I mean, it's what you expect to see from this type of volatile market. And the whole question is going to be figuring out which are the right ones to get a hold of for next year. So that's something you might even find out at this Anarchapulco concert. So it is worth coming and checking out, folks. Plus, I'll be speaking there, so that's a good reason to come. Plus, a lot of other people will be speaking there as well. It's going to be a great gig. I'm also going to be speaking in Coffs Harbour on January 18th, if you're someone from Australia. And I'll also be speaking in Byron Bay the following day, so they are two gigs to look out for as well. And you'll find a banner on my website for the gig in Coffs Harbour if you would like to come to that one. Again, thank you to all of the kind emails that everybody sends me. I've really been getting such a barrage of emails lately, folks, that I cannot keep up with the amount of emails that I'm getting. So please, I'm sorry for those who are wanting replies that I just haven't got to your email yet. I'm getting so many, it's very, very difficult to keep up with. But I do appreciate all the kind words that people send me. And thank you again to all of my Patreon supporters. As you all know, you are the only ones who keep this show on the air. And I couldn't do any of this or do any of this research or get any of this message out at all if it wasn't for you. So I cannot thank my Patreon supporters enough. And I'm sure all of the other listeners who do not support on Patreon also thank you for what you do and the effort you undertake to keep this show on the air. That is it for me, folks. I'll look forward to speaking to you as soon as I'm able to get back on air. I'm not sure if I will be able to bring you a show next week. I'll just play it by ear and see how I go. But if I do not bring you one next week, then I'll definitely bring you one very early in 2019. And I'll look forward to speaking to you then. But that is it for me, folks. I've now completely run out of time. Please have a wonderful time over the Christmas period and a safe new year, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the first week of 2019, if I'm not back next week. But please do take very good care until then. In Lakesh.